The violence erupted after a six-month Hamas-Israeli ceasefire expired December 19th. The Palestinian militant group stepped up its shelling of Israeli communities, prompting the massive Israeli response. Many analysts say this is the biggest military offensive against Gaza since Israel occupied the West Bank and the Gaza Strip in the 1967 Six-Day War. Israel's defense minister, Ehud Barak, says the country is currently engaged in an all-out conflict against Hamas. David Aaron, director of the RAND Center for Middle East Public Policy, says that rhetoric is all too familiar.
They made a basic strategic decision to sort of end it once and for all. Well, unfortunately, we've heard that story before in their invasion of Lebanon, which did not manage to eradicate Hezbollah, but it has stopped Hezbollah from carrying out attacks against northern Israel.
The militant group Hamas has been in control of the Gaza Strip since June 2007, after it defeated forces loyal to the moderate Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas. The United States considers Hamas to be a terrorist group and has accused it of starting this latest round of violence. Fawaz Jurgis is a Middle East expert at Sarah Lawrence College in New York. Speaking from Tripoli, Lebanon, he says the strong Israeli response has radicalized Arab public opinion in the region.
And it seems to me that the longer the crisis continues, the more radicalized Arab public opinion will likely become. There is no military solution for an essentially political crisis. Regardless of what one thinks of Hamas, the way that Israel has basically acted in the last few days is playing into Hamas' hands. The escalation, the military escalation, and the extent and the horrendous casualties on the Palestinian side are playing directly into Hamas' hands, are weakening the moderate forces in the Arab world, particularly America's allies, Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, and basically supplying ammunition to the so-called the resistance front, particularly Iran and Syria, and Hamas in Palestine and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
David Aaron from RAND agrees, saying the crisis puts U.S. allies in the region in a difficult situation.
And I think it puts them more on the spot because we have given them no coverage. If we had decided to simply call for a ceasefire and a stoppage of the violence and all the rest, that would have given them some cover. But we didn't. We just said this is all the fault of Hamas. Even if that's true, it's certainly not perceived that way in those countries. And so their governments are going to be the target of increased criticism on the part of their people for collaborating with us.
Aaron also says the United States and its allies should be concerned about what may happen on the West Bank. Will there be another intifada, an armed Palestinian uprising against Israeli rule? Many experts, including Aaron, say the latest conflict was in part due to the Bush administration's Middle East policy.
I think it was a complete failure. I mean, it didn't do anything, frankly. I mean, we did finally get some conversation going between Abbas and Olmert, but then nobody knows where that was going to go, and we see this conflict arising now, and it's hard for me to believe that's going to strengthen the hands of those who want a dialogue with the Palestinians.
The Bush administration says it has been consistently engaged in trying to find a solution to the Palestinian-Israeli crisis. Fawaz Jurgis says one way to come closer to a political solution is to include Hamas in the process. But that, he says, will come about only if there is a different mindset.
A mindset that says that Hamas is not a monolith. That yes, Hamas engaged in terrorism, Hamas carries out certain terrorist actions, but Hamas is not just one, you might say, huge monolith. There are multiple points of view and narratives within Hamas, and political engagement, I would argue, will likely strengthen the moderate elements, not only within the region, but also within Palestinian territories. And in fact, I would argue that a year from now, Hamas will likely remain as strong, if not stronger, particularly if Israel and the United States insist on exclusion and on basically pursuing the military option, which basically will not really produce a breakthrough for this essentially political crisis in the region.
Fawaz Jurgis and David Aaron say a lot may change between now and January 20th, when Barack Obama is officially sworn in as the new U.S. president. But they say one thing is clear. The current conflict proves that finding a political solution to the Middle East crisis should be the first item on President Obama's foreign policy agenda. Andre Dineshner, VOA News, Washington.